We talked about the purpose of trials. And sometimes, you know, we need to stop and think and look at how far we've come and where we're headed. Mountain climbing is not for the unprepared or ill-equipped. Patient endurance, perseverance and fortitude are key. Without them, you'll only climb a few hills in God. You'll never climb mountains. Choices again. What man building a tower doesn't sit down and work out the cost? Quote of Jesus, I think. Time to slow down again then and recap. Think really carefully about the next leg of this journey. Take a look at what you've already seen in the school. It isn't for the faint-hearted, those with wishbone or not backbone. God is gracious, you know. He won't love you any the less if you don't go on. It's not about performance. You always know where you are with him, but you never know what he's going to do next. And for you, he's looking for maturity. He's looking for you to do things differently. Out of step with other people, perhaps. They won't understand from here on. Very few will walk with you, and those that do won't say much. Take stock, beloved. It isn't going to get any easier from here. The atmosphere will thin. Breathing will become difficult. You may sense the beginning of altitude sickness. No disgrace. He loves you just the same whether you stop now or go on. And congratulations on getting this far. Now you need his wisdom to respond to what he's teaching you and where he wants to take you. This journey is not about getting there quickly, it's about getting there properly. He's turned you from enjoyment to endurance and the scenery has completely changed. He's turned you from church to kingdom. Not many of those who started out with you are still there. You know, you can't cast out the cross and crucify the devil, and sometimes, unfortunately, we try to do just that. Because you just have to embrace the cross and cast out the enemy of your soul. You have to submit to God. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. Suddenly we find we've moved round that circle to friendship. Here we find that there are no such things as casual friends of God. There isn't such a thing as a casual friendship with him, no matter what people may say. There are no casual friends in the kingdom. Why? Because God is intentional. And he'd like you to be the same. But he never forces you. The work of God here in endurance is to produce vulnerability and submission. Surrender, not partial. I may be sitting back down, but on the inside I'm standing up. It's a place where you become so vulnerable you have no confidence in yourself at all, only in him. Then he will take your confidence in him to a higher place. But it's the altitude thing again. Are you really up for the next part of the climb? Yeah, you say. I think not. Let's rest here a while so you can think about the next stage of your journey, where you will learn to communicate only with him, with the Holy Spirit as your guide. There are two pathways, you see. The road splits here. One is the pathway with lots of people, plenty of chat and interaction, doing things together. Church. The other is just you and him, walking into a life less ordinary. And that's kingdom. That path is overgrown, and the way to enter it is on your knees, and you only hear one voice, that of the Holy Spirit. See you tomorrow.